Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ashley. How may I help you?
Hi, my name's Dwight, and I have a transaction that I don't recognize.
Can I have your zip code?
64011.
And the zip code was 64011?
Yeah.
And how much were you charged?
$94.90.
And what was your first and last name?
Dwight Newman.
Do you know a Stacy Newman?
Yeah.
And for security purposes, can you verify that address?
3249 Miami Road.
On the 9th of this month, the purchase of a Keto and Cleanse for $4.95 and $5.95. And that was for a 14-day trial. And after 14 days, if you did not call the council to say that you did not like the product, they would charge you the full amount of the product on the 15th day and put you on a monthly subscription.
Is there a way we cancel that?
I can cancel out the account, but the last two charges are valid because it was not a call after the 14 days.
Ma'am, I didn't know about that. I'm Stacy Newman.
Yes, ma'am. The charges are valid, but one second while I speak to my supervisor.
But is there any way you can cancel it for next month? Because I haven't received the bill.
Yes, ma'am. Once I cancel out the account, you will not be charged any further.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And do you have a pen and paper so I can give you that cancellation number?
Yes.
It is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
33.
882. 882. Now, what about the second one that he ordered?
You said the second one?
Mm-hmm.
The first purchase on the 9th, that was just for shipping. And then after that, they charge you the full amount because it was for a trial. Right. Yes, ma'am.
But he got me the cleanser, I guess. I don't know.
Yes, ma'am. It was the keto and cleanse. You talk about cancel out both of them?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. They're on the same account. So that cancellation number is for both.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.
Uh-huh. Bye.